That is Line 19, new from Ginny off of her Kumara Suite EP. And today we're joined by Ginny in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. My first in-person little chat is Ginny. So.
Oh, cool.
And in BFM, which I think is a good place for it to be.
Yeah, what an
Ginny
honor.
Ginny debut. Yeah, let's go.
Congratulations, first of all, on this beautiful EP. It must feel really good to have it out.
Thank you. It does. It feels really good. It is a little bit surreal.
Yeah.
I kind of am alone in Whangarei and I can pretend like I'm not a real person.
Mm. Yeah.
But I can't anymore. I have to like acknowledge that this is me, me the person, and the music is all part of it. So.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know that some of these songs you've been sitting on for like a really long time, so it must feel quite a buzzy thing to have it out there in the world.
Yeah, that's another buzzy part is, yes, we started working on this, I think even at like 2019 is when sort of the funding was applied for, and Amelia approached me to develop me or Ginny into a sort of solo music project. So it's really been brewing for a long time, and obviously 2020 changed a lot of things about how we did everything. Mm-hmm. So the process of making the music was slightly different to what we initially thought as well. And then because of that and just general life changes, it's been a long process to get them here and released. So yeah, really, really glad that it's out in the world. Quite proud of myself. It's my first project like this. So yeah, I learned heaps, proud of it, and excited that people are listening. And yeah,
cool. That's so awesome. And it's such a beautiful collection of tracks. Like, you know, you've got the three sort of main ones, and then that beautiful demo, acoustic demo of Line 19. But they all feel quite different, and like they tackle sort of different subject matter and different sonic influences as well.
Yeah, I think that was part of it, is like really trying to play with both in the songwriting sense and the production sense, trying to play with things to, I guess, fortify an identity for myself musically. I've always been musically inclined, both like in terms of singing and songwriting, and then, you know, selecting, DJing as well. So figuring out what my kind of, I don't know, motifs or that sort of those through lines of sound would be, that was part of this, is like playing with lots of different things. Yeah.
I'm imagining that Amamelia would be a really fun person to do that with as well.
Most definitely. We're really good friends. We became friends here at BFM, which is also really special. But yeah, Amelia is very good friends with lots of people in a very genuine way, and there's something special about her being able to connect, I think, and understand what someone is referencing or wanting to reference or giving a name to it. So yeah, really fun in the sense that we have a friendship that is playful and humorous, and really fun in the sense that she has a lot of expertise as well, both like person to person and in music and production. So yeah.
Yeah, I loved reading about what you guys sort of were figuring out together in terms of like making niche references to, you know, like early 2000s R&B and like sounds that kind of like are a tiny bit shit but like work really well.
Yeah.
And she just gets all of those like niche references.
Yeah, for sure. And especially in a place that has a lot of history and, you know, sometimes its own version of snobbery, like the Auckland music scene where like, and when I was a teenager, you know, guitar music was king, literally king. And even though that other music appealed to me as a teenager, I may have like kind of dismissed it a little bit. And so this was like giving it the space that it deserved, like to be like, actually, that sort of music that I would have been embarrassed about to admit like liking as a teenager is actually quite cool and can be used in an interesting way as well.
Yeah. So that cool. Breakdown in one of these days, like, oh, it's so nostalgic.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Yeah,
I love it. We're gonna listen to it in a second. OOTD does not stand for outfit of the day. The
first time
we read it, I'm like, oh my god, outfit of the day.
We're all social media pilled. We read it and we were like, outfit of the day.
I know. I feel like Zach's Sun Return died a little bit inside when I insisted that we would call it OOTD, not one of these days. And it's I'm like, you know, that's just one of my quirks. It's what's in my head.
Yeah.
I'm gonna insist that we call it that.
But at least you could tell people have listened to the song.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's pretty much the minute you put it on, like, you know you're wrong.
You're based in Whangarei now. You sort of moved up towards the end of last year. Yep. Tell us a little bit about what the music scene is looking like up there, because I know a lot of us might not be that familiar, but there's some cool pockets happening up in Whangarei.
It is. So also context, I went to high school in Whangarei. I grew up further north, but went to boarding school in Whangarei, the big smoke. And at that time, I didn't know of a lot. I had a huge passion for music, and, you know, I'd scrapped around for, like, CD recommendations from people's dads, brothers who lived in London as much as I could as a teenager. But there was never, as far as I knew, there wasn't never really, like, a hub for you to be able to do that and explore that yourself. But since, I think, around 2015, there was established a community radio called Beagle. So they're pretty amazing. They're based out of 116, which is also a cool community theatre space, and it feels like it's like on the, everything feels like it's on the brink of like really coming into its own. They just did an amazing live to air series for New Zealand Music Month, and then a gig, and yeah, all these sort of threads are connecting up. Also shout out to Vine Street Vinyl. It's a cool little vinyl shop in the back of a cake decorating shop on Vine Street. Okay. So shout out to Vaughan there, who bought some of my vinyl that I no longer wanted and gave me a voucher.
Shout out Vaughan.
So stuff going on. Like anywhere in Aotearoa, there's lots of talent, lots of creativity. It's just sort of finding the spaces for it to be held, you know?
Yeah. Oh, cool. It sounds like there's some really awesome avenues sort of starting to rise up. I've heard a little bit about Beagle and about 116, and they sound like really cool spaces. Yeah. And so, you know, next steps for you, I know you're probably just like sitting in how good it feels to have music out there in the world or dealing with being a bit more perceived.
Yeah.
But have you got sort of gigs or things on the horizon?
Yeah, no gigs locked in. I know Zach and I are in talks about a gig to celebrate, so it'll be obviously in this latter half of the year. And as soon as we have something that feels right, we will announce it to everybody. But that is the next step. I sort of again developing myself as a musician at the old age of 35. I'm just sort of trying to take it one step at a time. So it was like figuring out recording, figuring out the mix with Amelia, figuring out how do I get things mastered. It's one step at a time. Then was unknown that I was going to do this, but eventually figuring out the graphic design and really getting into that as well. Performance is like the sort of next frontier for me.
Yeah, cool. I think it's wicked. There's something to be said about doing art on your own terms and your own time in this current sort of context that feels quite rushed and, you know, the faster, the more, the better sort of vibe.
Yeah, and I do think there's something to say for pressure. I think it is good for creativity, like boundaries or like structure and that you don't choose is good for creativity, but there's also a nice thing to be able to take my time and just feel like I can make a decision about something and how to do it. So yeah, no performances lined up yet, but I think releasing the music has been a real big push to want to make more music, really. I'm like, because I've been sitting on these tracks for so long and I keep having ideas, I'm like, well, I can't apply it to this. I like have to just like let this one go, but apply it to the next thing. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, in the meantime, everyone can get Kumara Suite, the EP from Bandcamp. I highly recommend. It's such a beautiful collection of tracks. We're going to listen to OOTD one of these days. Thank you so much, Johnny, for joining us for a kōrero.
Thank you for having me.
Here we go. Let's listen to this one. It's a freaking banger.
One of these days. One of these days. One of these days. One of these days. One of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days, one of these days. Question when you do. don't want